Hello, friends. Welcome to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. I'm here with him right now. He's hot. He's steamy. He's delectable. Oh my God, I need help. But it's amazing and we're here for it. Hey, if you're new to this podcast, essentially in 15 minutes or less, we will be covering some hard topics, humanity, questionable things, philosophy. I don't know. It's the things that we think about, but maybe we don't think other people think about them too. It's that kind of conversation. And we're going to do it in 15 minutes or less. So maybe you'll learn something about yourself. Maybe you won't. Maybe you're like, huh, I never thought about that at all. Like, this girl's crazy. But it might open you up to some ideas and different thoughts and concepts. So we're going to dive straight in today. And I'm going to start by saying the shit we tell ourselves. Dun, dun, dun. Oh my God, the shit we tell ourselves. Man, we tell ourselves so much shit. We are shit for brains is what I'm going to say. We as human beings, if you're an overthinker like myself, if you're a creative mind like myself, the shit we tell ourselves is insane. We live in our own little reality, don't we? Where everything is shit. Oh no, it's not exactly like that. Okay, here's the thing. The things that I am learning this week. Right? The things that I'm learning this week is our brains are amazing, mechanical, beautiful things, machines. They are beautiful machines and they are here to problem solve all the fucking time. 24/7, all the time. Problem solve. Figure it out. What's the information? Let's do this. They're here to problem solve and they're here to protect, right? The two P's. Brains are pee-pees, is what I'm saying. Brains do the pee-pees. They protect and they problem solve. Bum, bum, bum. Amazing revelation, Anissa. Well done. I think most of you were like, duh. But yeah, brains do those things for us. And they do them for us at great times when we're in fear, when we're in fight or flight, when we need to figure out information, when we need to problem solve, when we need to get shit done. Yes, amazing. But also, they do it when we don't need to do those things. And they piece information together that it doesn't have, and it makes up information and stores it in a little brain memory situation and turns that story into fact, which it is not. So the shit we tell ourselves is based on a true story. No. Is something that I am going through right now. I have a creative brain. I'm not going to apologize for it. It's fucking amazing. I love my brain. It comes up with all these stories. I have a lot of empathy. It helps me with character writing. It's fantastic. I love my brain, but I also hate it. I also hate it a lot. Yeah. She has her own problems, this brain of mine. She does like to put a nice little neat narrative on everything, which is challenging. Sometimes if my brain is content with all the information I have in the current situation, my brain won't think twice about it. I love those days. It's like, yep, that person will get back to me when they said they'll get back to me. That thing I don't need to worry about right now, but I will do that in the future. Cool, we'll tackle that task right here, right now, because it needs to get done, right? It'll be, these are the facts, these are the timelines, these are the boom, 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 the information, right? And it won't think twice about it. It is content with that load of information. It is in the circumstances where my brain cannot let go of the facts that it currently has. It can't make sense of the facts it currently has. And it wants to kind of comprehend the facts that it currently has. That's sometimes when we run into trouble. I've been dealing with this a lot recently. I mean, look, let's just be real. It's happened over my lifetime since childhood, as most of us would have experienced. We make up stories so that we can comprehend life. It just is what it is. I mean, the classic example is, of course, Santa Claus, right? How else do presents, you know, appear under the tree? We have to piece together a narrative. We have to put that story there. It makes sense to us. We can accept that narrative, whether it is true or not. I'll leave it up to you. But we piece together a story to make sense of the world. And the reason being is because we just don't know. We don't know a lot about the world. We don't know a lot about life. We don't know a lot about someone else's behavior, their backstory, what they're going through at the time, etc. So it's so easy for us because we're not living in that story. Because we've only got our own story with our own information, it's so easy for us to make up the story in between. And the nail, like, really hit me, pierced my brain cell today when I went down to a coffee shop, one of my favorite coffee shops, and one of my good friends happened to pull up, and he popped out of the car. He's like, "Hey!" I'm like, "Hey!" It's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Well, this situation is happening, and right now, because I don't know X, Y, and Z, my brain is telling me I'm a shit human, I've done something wrong, and I am the problem." And he went, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, back up. Back up." He said, "Have any of your actions led to you deciding that you're the problem?" I said, "No, I think my actions have been pretty, you know, respectful, forthright, clear, honest." He's like, "Okay, cool. So the facts of the situation are this. You have this piece of information and you have the knowledge of what you have done." I said, "Yes." And he said, "But here's the thing. In between conversation with someone, in between interaction with someone as well, there is this gap. And the brain doesn't like the gap. Think of it like a road. Gap in the road. So naturally, to bridge those areas, we will fill it with something. And let's be honest, most of the time to bridge those two gaps, we will fill it with shit. Shit stories, shit facts, shit things that we've made up in our head. None of them necessarily true. Maybe some of them have some truths, who knows? But the thing is, we fill it with shit. We don't have a clear connecting point from one interaction, conversation, to another. And there is this gap in between. And naturally, the brain wants to figure out a solution to get across. So it fills it with shit. Oh my God, was that like a revelation? Oh, it was just the way visually I could understand this. Audibly, I could totally comprehend this. And my brain fucking loved this. It was like, "Oh, yes, that is what I do. I am the shit filler. I like shit filling all the fucking time. It's my favorite hobby, favorite pastime. Give me the shit and I'll put it straight in," you know? Like, it was just a light switch moment that we tell ourselves these stories that don't exist in the narrative, in the facts, in the reality of the situation. Could they be an option of truth? Sure, they could. But just like all the shit things you're telling yourself, all the bad things, all the negative things you're telling yourself could be an option of truth, all the positive things that you aren't telling yourself, all the completely, you know, reasonable and admirable and amazing things that you could tell yourself could also be a version of the truth. But we're always quick to go to the negative. And the brain is always quick to go to the negative because the negative is the worst case scenario. And the negative, if we know it, is how we protect ourselves. And if we protect ourselves, we survive. And our brain is all about survival, protection, problem solving and protection. The PPs, right? That's where your brain is at. It is going to constantly problem solve and protect you. So my summary, the next time you're trying to talk yourself out of something, you're trying to stop yourself from doing something that you think you've had a bad interaction with someone, that you feel like you've done something wrong, I think it's something to think about, to reflect. Is my brain filling this narrative, this gap between these conversations, between these interactions, between the knowledge that I have, between the facts that I have? Is my brain trying to fill that gap, cross that bridge, and fill it with shit? Because if my brain is trying to do that, then I don't want any part of it. I have to just let that gap be there. I just have to let it be there and acknowledge that I might get the facts that fill that gap or I might not. But no one said I had to cross this bridge. No one said I had to get to the other side. If I need those facts, do I want to do the steps to figure out the facts to cross that bridge, or do I not need those facts? Will those facts reveal themselves in time? Most likely, yes. Yes, it will. The reason why your brain is freaking out and putting shit in the hole right now is because you want the facts now and you're not willing to wait. Keep that in mind. Because otherwise, if you're willing to wait, if your brain is happy with the information you have and you're like, you know what, I can't piece these two bits of information together right now, but my brain is willing to wait and that will reveal itself, you will be fine. Yeah, you won't think twice about it. You'll go about your day. You won't stress about it. There will be no anxiety about the whole situation. But if you are impatient and you need to know the facts, you need to know how to get across, you will fill it with shit. Absolute shit stories. Oh my God. All of a sudden, you've become the worst person alive and you're... I've been there. All of a sudden you're a dumpster fire of a human being and you don't deserve any love or support or anything. Like, you will spiral in a way of filling this gap with shit. You will spiral if you let it. And I have done that. Guilty as charged, Your Honor. Guilty as charged. I will spiral and I will put shit in that hole to fill it. And it will not be a good outcome, nor will that road be certified. You know what I'm saying? Like, that road, I'll fill it with shit. I'll fill that pothole with shit. But damn, that road's going to be, that road's not going to last long is what I'm saying. You know, no one's crossing off that road. No one's approving that situation. It's not worth it. So I would love to thank my friend who gave me that wonderful piece of info. Insight. Oh my gosh, I can talk. I swear I can talk. I would like to thank my friend for giving me that wonderful piece of insight as to how the brain loves to do things. And we have to acknowledge that it's there to protect us and it's just trying to do its best to look after us, which is fantastic. But it's in its amazing, good-willed, you know, nature, it will also hurt us if we let it. So keep that in mind next time you're trying to figure out a situation or piece pieces together and ask yourself the question, am I filling this narrative with shit? Am I filling this gap in this information with shit? Because if the answer is yes, stop yourself. Ask yourself the knowledge that you do know. Ask yourself the interactions that you do know. Question your actions and acknowledge what you did or didn't do and be at peace with the information that you have. The rest of the information hopefully will reveal itself. And if it doesn't reveal itself, then you need to let that situation go. Unfortunate truth, it is not worth you creating a bridge that is only going to collapse on you as soon as you cross it. So please stop filling your mind with shit, stop filling the narrative with shit, and start focusing on the facts of the situation. Feelings aren't facts. They're still valid, but they are not facts. And feelings, just like everything else, is a guest in your house. Feelings will come and they will go. And they will stay for a bit and then they will leave and they will have terrible hospitality and then you can kick them out. You know what I'm saying? Feelings are just a guest in your house. They will come, they will go, they will stay for a period of time, they will leave and they will come back again. So thank you so much for joining me for Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. Until next week, don't fill yourself with shit. Okay, bye.